Brethren and sisters, wasn't that terrific? That was fun. That was fun for all of us. Wherever we are in the world, to gather together and hear two great leaders talk so warmly and insightfully about teaching and learning in a gospel way. We thank President Packer and Elder Perry for that inspiring foundation for our subject today. And we look forward to the capstone message that will come from President Monson at the close of our meeting. It's indicative of the high priority the presiding brethren give to the subject of teaching and learning that we are devoting all of our worldwide leadership training broadcast this year to this subject. Perhaps the reason for that is obvious. We all understand that the success of the gospel message depends upon its being taught, and then understood, and then lived in such a way that its promise of happiness and salvation can be realized. For that reason, Jesus' great final charge to his disciples just prior to his ascension into heaven was, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." What the Savior stresses in that passage is that however much there is to do in living the gospel, and there is much we're to do to live it, none of that can be accomplished until we've been taught those truths and have learned the way of the gospel. For several years now, President Hinckley has been counseling us to hold our people close to the church, especially the youth and the new converts. He said we all need a friend, a responsibility, and nourishing by the good word of God. Inspired instruction in the home and in the church helps provide this crucial element of nourishing by the good word of God. And the opportunity to magnify that call exists everywhere. Fathers, mothers, siblings, friends, missionaries, priesthood and auxiliary leaders and teachers, classroom instructors, including our wonderful seminary and institute teachers who join us today. Well, the list goes on and on. In fact, in this church, it's virtually impossible to find anyone who's not a teacher. President Packer made that point in his exchange with Elder Perry. He said, and I quote, "Everybody is a teacher, the leader, the follower, the parent, the counselor." Little wonder that the Apostle Paul would say in his writings, "God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. After that would come the broad blessing of miracles, spiritual gifts, and heavenly manifestations." Underscoring the divine nature of those who are called as instructors, a young apostle by the name of David O. McKay said in General Conference in 1916, "No greater responsibility can rest upon any man or woman than to be a teacher of God's children." That's still true. We pick from that quote the title for our wonderful teacher's help and manual in the church, "Teaching, No Greater Call." That wonderfully revered primary hymn, "I'm a Child of God," has the children singing this request to parents and teachers. "Lead me, guide me, walk beside me, help me find the way, teach me all that I must do to live with Him someday." That is our common task in this church. That is our shared responsibility. We are all children of God, and we must teach each other. We must help each other find the way. That's what we're going to try to do today.